Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Put your crack pipe down.
Put your crack pipe down. This ain't that kind of show. This ain't QVC. We're on a roll tonight because we're so excited because, well, one, this Karen is here.
Yeah! Hello, everyone.
There they go.
Yay. There they go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
They were a little delayed.
I know.
And the lovely Katrina is here.
Woo-hoo! Speaking of which, Katrina, I just tried to tweet you and it's saying you don't exist.
Who says I don't exist?
Twitter.
Twitter, your favorite.
Yeah, I know.
Just hating on her all weekend.
I got hacked, and I've been in L.A. doing grown-ups with the lovely Karen, so I haven't had time to get on the computer and talk to them and fix it and whatever. All they sent me was a message saying I got hacked, and so they took it down. But I don't know what I have to do to get it back.
Oh, right. No. Yeah, that's
got
to
be.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably just have to email them, and then they'll figure it out. I've had
I miss tweeting, but I don't miss that it goes off every 2 seconds.
Right.
Well, your sheriff didn't pick up on the fact that it was hacked?
Well, no. The thing is, I haven't been on Facebook to talk to him.
Gotcha.
Because I've been, like, on location, so I haven't really been on my computer that much.
Well, it shows you how much I've been on the computer this weekend, because if I would have noticed before, let's see, 2 minutes ago, I totally would have texted you and been like, Miss Girl, yo, shit's broke.
I know. It's been broke
since Friday.
All of my followers contacted Elisa, and she's like, you better fix it. I'm like, I know.
Katrina, they were all over it. Friday night in the chat room, they were freaking out over it. They were like, someone tell Katrina her Twitter's been hacked. I'm like, I can. It's a pre-taped show. Ain't nobody here.
Wow.
No, it's just hilarious because
I
would have hoped they would have figured it out.
That's true.
Unimportant, they were
the unencrypted account hasn't been hacked yet. What you trying to say?
I can tell you if Karen doesn't start tweeting, I'm going to hack into her account and pretend to tweet for her.
I'm gonna give you my password, and then you can just be me.
Yeah,
just,
I will.
Just don't say.
I'll be tweeting. Your grown-ups page will grow by like 10,000 because I'll be like lying to people, being like, "Oh yes, I love the Power Rangers. Great experience. Thanks. Listen to their radio show. Make sure you check out grown-ups."
Right. I know. I really need to like get someone to just run the Twitter grown-ups Twitter. You know.
Hi, I'm here. I work at home.
I know.
I got you.
You can do it. You guys can do it. I will pass the baton.
Do it.
I got
you. Do it. And,
I'll completely deny it if I ever get asked.
He won't. He promises he won't tweet any people posing as celebrities.
I like that.
How about no bad words? Right.
All right, before we jump into this, I got to throw it out there because tonight is pretty much the first night of the finale for Dancing with the Stars when they're all going to win the Mirror Ball. So everyone's got to call in and vote for Ricky Lake and Derek Huff. It's 800-868-3411, or if you're an AT&T subscriber, you can text VOTE, that's V-O-T-E, to 3411. You can also log on to abc.com and vote for Ricky Lake and Derek Huff there as well. And if you vote for Rob Kardashian, don't ever listen to my show again.
Oh, no. I think you've got it in the bag. You won't have anything to worry about. It's between her and the other guy, the soldier.
I'm surprised that he made it this long.
Rob?
Yeah.
It's the power of the Kardashian, because, you know, like, the mom's book went to, like, a New York bestseller, Kim announced the divorce. Like, they all timed this out. So Rob.
Oh yeah,
on.
Like right now, that is so much. Their family's got so much publicity on them. You know, I will be shocked if he doesn't win. Like, I'm going to be mad. And, like, after last week or last season, Cristiale didn't win. I swore I'd never watch the show again. The only reason I watched it was because of Ricky Lake. There's not many celebrities unless y'all go on there. I'm done.
Right. I really don't think he has a chance. I think J.R. Martinez and Ricky Lake, it's between those two. People love those two. And, you know, Rob Kardashian's kind of like the loser Kardashian. Like, he's not the one. Like, he doesn't do what the other girls do to get the attention.
Like, I don't understand how half these people get on there anyways. Like, what has he ever done besides a reality show?
Well, that's
the world we live in.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I think of Dancing with the Stars, I want to see stars. I want to see people that we haven't seen in a while. Like, I don't want to see these yutzes that are on reality shows. I get they do it for stunt ratings, you know, like when they have the situation on there. But I want to see, like, honestly, like past sitcom stars or even, like, you know, anybody. Like, you guys, I want to see people that have actually had something to do with the entertainment industry and are not just on a reality show. Because to me, that's not a star. I want to see somebody
like
different than an actor.
A star than a reality star, you know?
Yeah.
I would rather see, like, a sub star than a at least they have a TV show. At least they had to audition for their part. At least they had to, like,
right,
you know.
That's in the beginning. I think that first season, they couldn't really get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody from the Power Rangers or all that been on the show? I don't think they have.
No. I'm telling you, they're going for the reality kids and people just because they feel like, you know, that's the flavor of the month.
Well, I think they're trying to bring in extra viewers.
I think people are getting over it. I'd love to see the Power Rangers on because they all looked good in spandex.
There you go.
That's just a given.
If you could fit into that little spandex outfit, then you could fit into a little dance outfit and work it.
There you go.
Well, when Jennifer Grey was on the show.
David? Oh, yeah. She was amazing.
Okay, but wait, what about David?
No, I was going to say, David Yost is one of the producers on Grown Ups, and I don't know if they knew, like, Elisa or Katrina even knew that he was on Power Rangers with me.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was the Blue Ranger.
I didn't know we were letting that cat out of the bag.
Yes, we're letting that cat out of the bag. He's definitely one of the producers. He's one of the producers of Grown Ups.
Now, how do I know him?
Probably from Power Rangers. He was very popular, like one of the most popular ones on the show. He was a part of the original cast. But you may know him because he's honestly been producing way longer than he acted. Like, he's been producing for the last 10 years. So, I mean, you very well could have gone tonight. Like, I've gone to auditions and David's there. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know? So he's been around on the production end for a long time. Very successful producer.
Wow. And, you know, speaking of grown-ups, and well, we know what you guys did this weekend, so we're all dying to hear about how well it went. And then I'll get my envelope and I'll try to decipher my notes as to what Jeff and I were supposed to talk about tonight. But fresh in LA, right off the set, the location. How did it go? Fill us in.
It was amazing. I don't know if D.C. Curry came on board as Uncle Billy, who's like the funny uncle in the show. And it was just amazing. Like, we had two amazing days. Everyone brought their A game. It was just like, it was like magic. I mean, I was, like, you know, usually you work on sets and you have these, like, we literally had to shoot 17 pages, which is an aggressive thing to do. Because normally when you shoot something like this, you probably do, I mean, like, a lot of people like to do 5 pages a day. Well, we did 17 in 2 days, so we did way more than we were supposed to. But it was like clockwork. I mean, the crew was amazing, the cast was amazing, and just everything. Everything was amazing. And there was even an accident. We almost like there was like a car accident, and then like this car was like coming right for the building we were shooting in. We're just like looking at it, and it stopped within inches from hitting the building. And then
uh-oh.
It's like drama.
Wait.
Made our day.
Did you get that on tape?
Did Lindsay Lohan get out of the car? Was it Lindsay Lohan?
No. But her,
Karen,
it looked like her grandma.
Karen, did you get it on tape?
You know what? The cameras were facing us, so we were looking at the accident, and they were like, the crew had their back to the accident. But somebody took pictures of it. I mean, it was crazy.
Okay.
Like, it was,
that
like,
would have been a great
like a
add-on.
Accident. Oh, no, it wouldn't have, because we need to make our day, and we're only halfway there.
No, no, no,
so,
I don't mean like if it would have crashed, but I mean if you had the footage, because
right.
you could have been like, what else could go wrong?
No. Right. Well, the funny thing is someone on set was like, I mean, someone had said, I've worked on a lot of sets, and I've, you know, people never make their day. Like, that's kind of like, you go for this aggressive thing, and you go, oh, we'll never do it. We easily did it, and on top of that, it was like, we made our day, there was a car accident, there were firemen, there were tow trucks, and we still made our day. And it was raining. Like, the one day it rained, like, all day, nonstop, just pouring. So, it was, but it all worked out, right, Katrina? I mean, you can add your take on it.
My take on it, I was surprised at how funny everybody was. Like, I knew everybody had done all these other things and everybody had really good credits, but I didn't know that everybody was that cool in real life because I never met everyone before. So, like, Annalisa Vanderpool was hysterical. She was cracking me up like every 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't know her ahead of time and I didn't know that she was hilarious, but that was fun.
Right.
Of course, DC Curry was hysterical.
It was everybody,
like,
right?
Yeah, it was like an adult play date. It was awesome.
Yeah. And you know what's so crazy about it? Like, she brought up a good point. Like, everyone had these amazing credits. But it was like, when we got together, I mean, I've worked on a lot of sitcoms. Like, that's the one thing I can say that I've had a lot of success in getting, like, sitcoms and guest starring on them. We were like a well-oiled machine. It was like we had been together for, you know, like, we were in our fifth season. Like, it was, like, a couple rehearsals, and then, boom, we were hitting it. And then every single take, I mean, every now and then you get somebody will forget their line and we all laugh. But, I mean, literally every take was a winner. And it was, like, so professional. Like, I was so in awe of the professionalism. Everyone wanted to bring their A game. And it was, like, funny. Yeah, it was really funny.
I
kept asking people.
Together. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I kept asking people, is it funny? And they were like, yeah, we're laughing. But I was like, well, I can't tell because I'm in the scene, so it's like hard to see if it's funny. But it's like, everybody was so excited. Like, that was the icing on the cake for me, that at the end of the show, every single actor, like, came up to me, and just the look in their eyes, and they were like, I'm so excited about this. And the crew. Yeah, it really, like, it was exciting to be a part of that moment because it's like, if we wanted a chance, we have a chance. Like, we knew we captured that magic, and we have a chance. So at least we know we did all we could to make it happen in front of the camera. Now it's just, you know, divine fate, getting it in the right hands, which I don't think God would bring us this far.
Yeah. It's amazing that we missed that car accident and that car didn't come through the window.
Yes. Like, inches, guys. Like, literally, inches. Not feet. Inches.
That is some divine intervention right there.
Yes.
Someone upstairs is looking down on you guys and is just like, look, this needs to happen. No car. Some crazy old lady trying to be Lindsay Lohan is not going to interrupt this shoot.
Yeah. And it was funny because we had prayed, like, we prayed both days before we started, and everyone, like, you know, I don't know what religions people were, but everyone joined hands, and we all got together, cast, crew, everybody, whoever was in the room when we were about to do our first shot, and we would say a prayer, and we prayed, like, the whole cast, because that day, I mean, everyone was in the scene, so we all were there, and before we did our first shot, we all prayed in that space, it's kind of like the open space in the restaurant, that, like, that would have been the space the car would have crashed into. And I was like, oh, my gosh. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. It was crazy.
That's just absolutely amazing, and we are all so thrilled that it went off without a hitch, and can't wait to see the sizzle reel, can't wait to see the pilot, and can't wait to come along.
I can't wait to get some behind-the-scenes digital footage.
But I signed a confidentiality agreement. I don't know what I'm allowed to give you.
I'll be checking my email.
Wait.
Feel free to send me some raw unedited things.
She's got to wait before she can distribute. Only because, you know, honestly, there's a lot of legality in it. But when we can release something, trust me, Unscripted Radio will be the first to see a sneak peek of something.
Hey, who the hell's asking for Unscripted Radio? I'm asking for me. The hell with the show.
I'm asking for you. I know. We'll get you. You'll get a peek. You'll get a peek.
You know, it's safe to say that Jeff and I did not have as an exciting weekend as you guys did.
No, we didn't get to get glamorized. We weren't behind cameras.
Grown-ups, all the girls had a pound of weave in their hair. It was like hair stilettos and eyelashes. That's what the theme was.
How many of you still have the weave in your hair?
They
added even more. Like, they were like, come over here, girls. You need another pound. Everyone looked amazing. Like, everyone was beautiful. Everyone was handsome. I mean, it was like, everyone looked so amazing. Like,
and everyone had a different look.
Yeah. Nobody looks alike. It's like their own little thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Amazing.
That is so awesome. Well, I had a little experience tonight, but right before we were going to come on the show, like maybe an hour before, I'm sitting on the couch, you know, just watching some Dancing with the Stars, and I get this random text message. All right. Now, it doesn't happen often. I don't give out my cell phone number to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that I come across. It's just not my way.
Yes, he does.
So,
at least not that cell phone. This is probably the private cell phone. The other cell phone, maybe.
I got two numbers for that. I got Google Voice for the other people. So I'm just sitting there, and I get this random text message. And I didn't know what to make of it. It's from an 817 number, which I believe is L.A., and it comes up and it's
Texas.
Like, text. All right, Karen, someone in your family.
818. So, yeah, 818
is 817.
LA. 817 Texas. Fort Worth, Arlington, right outside of Dallas.
Ashley, Karen, somebody somebody has Mike's number from your family.
Right, but my phone probably because I've been getting 817 calls all day.
Okay, maybe we can figure this out, guys, because someone texted me, and it's from the 817 number, and they're like, hey, Ash, how did everything end up? Did you take any photos? And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like,
it was
like,
weird.
What's that? And I'm like, it's got to be for Karen.
You know what it is? No. You know what it is? I know exactly how you got that, because I had texted you guys that photo. Remember the photo I text you guys?
Yeah.
And it was, like, I sent it to you and, like, probably eight other people. And my friend, he responded to it and said, hey, do you got any other photos? And I was like, no, I just got those two. I didn't really take any because the photographer was taking some.
I didn't get another photo.
So that's what it was. You got the one, the one I sent you guys?
Yeah, I got the one.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, it was just the one. It was, and Katrina actually took a picture and sent it to me. And then
it was
like,
Katrina.
Oh,
you can
take
me.
I didn't have time to take anything.
You were being the boss lady. I was being the Asian paparazzi.
All right. Well, I'm glad
we
got that
thing out. I just don't know what I'm allowed to send.
Right. I'll text you. I'll text you what you can send. Because there's only one thing you can't send, but everything else you are more than welcome to send, so I'll text you.
Well, there you go. You guys heard it here first. We'll get it up on our Facebook page. Make sure we get our proper clearances. But I get this random text, like, and I'm like, what? who is this? Did someone break up with her boyfriend and she took photos? I don't know. What is this?
The minute Mike got that, the minute he got it, I'm like, Mike, it has to be for Karen, and it has to do with the show. I'm like, that's what it is.
Yeah, because everybody calls me Ashley.
So, you know, naturally, I'm inventing all these stories in my head. So I text him back. I'm like, who's Ash? Like 5 minutes later, I get another one reply back. Oh, sorry, wrong number. I should have replied back. Well, this is Karen's personal assistant. What you need to say to her, you can say to me. Maybe I'm going to do that right now. We'll see if we can get some responses back through the show. So, speaking of TV magic, did you guys catch Regis's final episode on live on Friday? I mean, I know you guys did. Oh, wow.
I was so hurt because I was like, I had forgotten that it was Friday. Otherwise, he voted. I mean, I'm sure I can watch it online, but I wanted to see it so bad.
Well, you can get the show on YouTube. Just Google it. There's, different parts of it up there. But it was such the most, touching and most memorable way that they could send him, off. And it's so sad because everyone's always like, Regis is retiring. He's retiring. He's not retiring. He's, in his own words, moving on. But it was a phenomenal show in the audience. They had Kathy Lee Gifford. Donald Trump was there. Tony Danza was there. Mayor Bloomberg came out and presented Regis with the key to New York.
Kelly was crying, but he was like, he was chilling, but Kelly was the one who was like, tears in eyes
Kelly
all the time.
Kelly was bawling towards the end. They had the Walt Disney president actually came out and unveiled a plaque that they had made for the front of the WABC television studios in New York that has Regis's image on there and says, a little something. So he's got his face on the front of the building. It was amazing. I actually have a clip for you guys. This was my favorite part of the entire show. Everyone knows that I am a huge, huge Rent fan. The Broadway show Rent, even though it's no longer on Broadway.
I don't think anybody knew that until now.
Oh, well, now y'all know. They actually had you guys know the song Seasons of Love, where they, 525,600 minutes?
Yeah. Yep.
They actually had the current cast of Rent put together their own rendition of it. And, of course, they had to do a little leading up to it. And, executive producer Michael Gelman, Regis always likes to poke fun. Well, just take a listen.
Regis has been part of the entertainment industry for over 50 years. He's logged over 16,000 hours on television. That's almost 1 million minutes on air.
Good old Regis.
Here on Live, he's given us 28 seasons of laughter.
28 and a half.
28 seasons of memories. How do we say thank you?
That's what I'm wondering.
You guys have to check it out on YouTube. And then if you didn't catch the Katie Couric special that aired on ABC 2020 on Thursday, that was a great interview as well. Like, you know, Jeff and I were chatting over the weekend, and it sort of dawned on us, and you guys can weigh in and let us know what you think as well. Regis and Kathy Lee, like, well, Regis, before Kathy Lee, there was Mary Hart and a couple other hosts, but really when the show went national, it was Regis and Kathy Lee. They're mm-hmm. really the originators of the whole host chat thing, like coming on the air and talking about your personal life. You know, that's really been sort of an inspiration for us here at the show. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
No, I agree. I mean, I think Regis is huge. Like, I have always been a Regis fan, and he deserves all of that. You know, I hate that he was put in a position to where they wanted him to take a pay cut, because I think he's one of the people who should be able to demand whatever he wants to be paid. Like, that show has steadily had great ratings. There's no reason why they needed to put him in that position. But I think, you know, they kind of probably felt that they wanted the show to be a little younger and, you know, I don't know. They wanted to kind of change the demographics. You never know. Executives always make these weird decisions. And I just think, you know, I mean, I just love that show. So I just think he should have been able to get whatever he wanted, you know. But it'll be someone else's reward, because you know someone else is going to give him a show and he's going to have the whole new show.
Oh, yeah.
Going anywhere. He has not declared his retirement, so.
No, not by any means. And that's, you know, that's what I took away. I really appreciated in the Katie Couric interview how candid he was. Like, she came out and asked him, was it about money? And he's like, you know what? Yeah, it was. It had to do with they were offering less than what I thought I deserved. And, you know, it was time to move on.
Yeah.
But I also appreciate, like, he also said that there's absolutely no regrets and no resentment. You know, unfortunately, in this business, you see it all too often where people get greedy and things get said, but it was everything was just done very respectfully and very tastefully.
Because he's a class act.
I mean, I guess I've read two conflicting reports. Like, in the beginning, I had read somewhere, like, the reason, whatever, they didn't offer him the same amount of money was because the ratings weren't as hot as they used to be. But then there's something on their Wikipedia page is saying that they have, like, 5 million viewers, which puts them just below where Oprah was, which means he should have been making buku bucks. And, I mean, 5 million viewers back in the day when Rosie O'Donnell had her show, she's making $50 million a year. We're talking, like, he's making, like, 18.
Right.
And Kelly Ripa's making, like, under 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of insane to me.
Well, they consider it different because, you know, the numbers, I don't know, for some reason, the people who watch in the morning is, like, you know, a certain demographic, and then the people who watch in the evening, like, it's weird how they set up the salaries. But, yeah, I think he deserved whatever he wanted, right? Like, Regis, who else is there? All the rest of them have either died or retired, so it's like, Regis is it. We should give him whatever he wants.
That's true.
Man.
That is
absolutely. I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely going to chat it. Did Gelman cry?
It was amazing. You know, he wasn't really on there all that much. Like, he came on for that little brief segment right before they introduced the cast of Rent and did his little spiel. But that was really it. Like, Kelly, she had a speech, and it was so funny because she, you know, has up this wadded piece of paper, and she's like, you know, Reach, I'm going to violate everything you've ever taught me about writing anything down, but I got to do this. And she goes through, like, this whole thing, and it was so, so beautiful and touching because she literally talked about how it is exactly 43 steps from her dressing room where Regis would stop every morning to pick her up out to the studio floor. Exactly 43. And
that's such a gentleman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And she recalled how on her first day on live, you know, roughly 10 years ago, 11 years ago, they took those same 43 steps, and she was a nervous wreck. And she came out, and they stopped right in the entrance. And Regis leaned over to her and said, "Do you hear that crowd cheering?" you hear them standing and shouting and yelling. That's all for you, sweetie.
Oh.
It was so beautiful. Like, you, you can just, like, when chemistry happens, it happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish Regis all the best of luck. I know we all do. And I hope that the show is able to go on with Kelly. Well, they kind of have to for another 5 years because they signed her up for another 5 years.
Right. They'll find somebody. I mean, it'll be like a Neil Patrick Harris, or it'll be somebody. Like, I was surprised that what's-his-name got a show, the Anderson guy. What's his name?
Anderson.
Right.
Yes, because him and Kelly are hilarious when he would substitute, like when he'd come on Fridays, because, you know, Regis is only doing the four-day week. They were really funny together, and I just knew, like, that would be Regis' replacement. But I guess he was like, I got my own show.
I love him.
Well,
I spent all his books.
He's great, isn't he?
I like that he's a Vanderbilt, so he doesn't need any money, but instead he decides to make a name for himself instead of buying one. And I love him. Plus he's hot.
Yes.
Plus he went tanning with Snooki.
He was on something, and he was like, people were so surprised I went tanning with Snooki. He goes, I'm a young guy. Like, just because my hair is gray doesn't mean that I'm not young. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm cool. I can do that. Like, it's no big deal. He's like, I had a great time with her.
Regis is a stone cold spot. Like, Katie, during the Katie Couric interview, they showed, I don't know how many different clips, where, like, how many times Regis took his clothes off on that show on live television.
Right.
The man has, like, way more confidence than I ever would, because you would not catch me taking my clothes off on no live TV at 9 a.m. in the morning, okay?
Right.
I don't look good, I don't look good until about 3 p.m.
Me too, I agree.
Right, me three. Man.
Oh,
It was so funny because, like, Regis, I remember one year I went to the Rose Bowl, the Rose Bowl parade, and that was a year that, like, Regis was, like, you know, he was on the last big float, and it was, like, me and a bunch of friends. It was, like, early in the morning. It was freezing outside, and we're, like, at the Rose Bowl parade, and it was the funniest thing because – all of a sudden, Regis comes out, like, his whole big float is coming. I mean, it's a pretty amazing thing to watch because everything's made out of roses, so it's like awe. It's like awe. You're just in awe of all the floats. But Regis came out, and we lost our minds. Like, we were like, oh, my God, it's Regis! Like, we were screaming for him, and he looked over at us and, like, waved. And we were like, Regis, wave it up! And, I mean, this was, like, maybe 5 years ago. It wasn't even, like, a long time ago.
He was like, Power Rangers are some crazy bitches.
Yeah, it was funny. I was, because when we did the promotional tour for our movie, we did the Today Show, we did Good Morning America, we did all these things, right? And then when it was time to do the Regis and Kelly show, only Jason Frank got to go. And they didn't let us all go on there. And Regis was like, had even said, "Why? Where's the rest of the cast? Why did the rest of the guys come?" And, like, it was this whole big thing where the publicity people were like, "Oh, we should have just let the whole cast do it," but they only let Jason Frank. And we were so pissed. Like, I was like, I wanted to meet Regis so bad.
Oh no, well, he is one of a kind.
He's amazing.
Exactly.
And Michael, there was something we talked about this weekend that I guess I had never realized when we came up with the idea for this show. I mean, it was really me calling it to Rosie Radio a lot, but, like, what I really, really wanted it to be in the beginning, especially, was, I guess, what Regis created, and I didn't know it until watching the specials with him in what's called, I guess, the host chat.
I'm out of control!
Oh. Okay. So
I'm out of control.
Mike has got control of the button again. We need to, like, you need to be, like, grounded. What can we do, Jeffrey, to, like, reprimand him for that?
He's going to be here on Wednesday. I'm going to drive over to his house, and I'm going to kick his ass.
Okay, great.
And then he's staying here, I believe, like Thursday and Friday. It's going to be nuts.
Who's cooking?
You are going to get a lot of drunk pictures. Yes, I'm actually, I just went today. My mother was tripping. I called her up when I got out of work because Joe took my car to work, and I refused to drive his, like, piece of shit. Like, I'm just not doing it. Like, I can't be seen in it. It has roll-down windows. Like, it's a 2001 Cavalier, okay? It's got, like, you have to roll the windows down by hand. I don't even understand it. There's no automatic door locks either. Like, there's no little button to press. You have to, like, stick the key in a hole and turn it. I'm like,
so bougie right now. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, I can't do it.
Wow.
Like, I just can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. It drives like a freaking tank. Like, it's a piece of shit.
That's how pimps arrive for you.
No. So I had to call my mother, and I was like, what you doing? She's like, oh, I've got to go here and here and here. I was like, oh, you going to Wegmans? She's like, yeah, why? I'm like, why? You want to pick me up? She's like, oh, no car. I'm like, yep, not doing it. It's just, it's a total boy car. Like, it's dirty.
Aww.
I just can't do it.
Yeah, my boyfriend's got a boy car. His car's dirty.
So we, like, my mom, like, whatever, we went around. I got some, like, trinkets or whatever. And then we ended up at Wegmans, and I'm, like, you know, getting the stuff for finishing the shopping for Thanksgiving. She's like, are you sure you can, do you want me to get some of this? Are you sure? I'm like, Mom, I said I was having Thanksgiving. I will pay for it. It's okay. Like, we're going to survive, you know? Like, it's not going to break
like
me. Like,
mom,
you know, how poor do you think I
my
am?
Mom, I could be, like, a trillionaire, and she will not let me pay for anything. She's like, I'm your mother.
Yeah, that's really, that is exactly how my mother is, and it drives me nuts because I had her pick up the ham for Thanksgiving because she was at the store and they had it. I'm like, will you give it? So I gave her a check. She hasn't cashed the damn check yet. So finally today, I'm like, if you don't cash that check, I'm not cooking. And I'm not going to give you
that's
the turkey.
Funny.
So whatever,
that's
she's like,
funny.
Oh, you know, and then I got cheese because I was going to do a cheese spread or whatever, and I got, you know, the expensive cheese. And she's like, what are you doing? Just get the Wegmans cheese. I'm like, it's Thanksgiving. Are you crazy? I'm not cheap.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to go broke, I'm going to eat some good cheese. She's like, it's $8 for a brick of cheese. I'm like, bomb, but I got to have it. And then my bill came up to $75, and that included two pie plates that cost $15.
Oh, that's pretty cheap. Like,
she's like, how did you do that?
It's $100 later.
Yeah, she's like, how did you do that? Well, we already had the turkey and the ham. So it was really just kind of the side stuff I had to come up with.
Right.
You know, I had to get. So I'm like, Mom, I had already, you know, I'd put away over $100 for this. I'm like, so I made out. I'm like, so
right.
I don't know why. She's like, how do you do that? I'm like, because I'm a better shopper than you.
You coupon.
Now, Jeff, when you were in line cashing out, did you make sure to pick up a copy of People magazine?
No.
Oh, well,
why are we in it?
Just asking because everyone's got their their panties in an uproar because People magazine declared Bradley Cooper as sexiest man alive. But apparently there's a whole bunch of Ryan Gosling fans who are demanding a recount. Jeff,
well, apparently these people did not like It's All About Steve.
Yeah. Not so much.
They didn't like it.
Have you seen that movie, Sandra?
I did.
Both?
I did.
Okay.
He was just looking at Nelson's thing. I thought it was hilarious, too. I thought, I don't know.
That movie, Limitless, he was pretty sexy in that.
He was sexy and limitless, like majorly sexy. Mm-hmm. Although Ryan Gosling was so freaking sexy in that movie with, what was it? It was like that movie about the old guy who was getting divorced.
The Notebook.
Notebook.
Well, he was hot in The Notebook, but no, it was recently. This movie, he's in it with, you know who I'm talking about, the funny guy from The Office.
I do, but I can't remember.
You know, but anyway, that movie was great. It was like
somebody
such a great
Trevor
movie.
Yeah.
I know,
no,
yeah.
Well,
let us know what the name of that movie is.
See, I've loved Ryan Gosling.
On that movie, too.
I love Ryan Gosling since people probably don't even know, but he, back in the day when UPN was still around and they were trying to do their, like, television teen afternoon programs, he was in Break or High, back in the day, like a high school on a cruise ship. Anyone remember that?
On USA?
Ryan Gosling was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Wait a minute, Michael,
are you
talking about the... sitcom on USA? Oh, no.
No, unless they're showing reruns. No, but then he did Breaker High, and then he was Young Hercules, and then he did a whole bunch of other movies. But, I mean, he's smoking. I mean, nothing against Bradley Cooper, but, you know, if I had to pick between the two, like if the two of them just came knocking on my front door and were like, hey, Mike, who would you choose?
Are you talking about Blue Valentine?
I don't know. Are we
caring?
You know what? It's so, like, it could be anybody. Like, somebody's got to be the hottest guy, you know. And it's usually George Clooney, or it's usually, like, an older guy. So I'm kind of glad they went with young Hollywood, you know.
I thought Bradley Cooper, I don't know.
Bradley Cooper, he was in a bunch of old, you know, older stuff that I remember him from, too. Like, back in the day, he was on a WB series. He played a teaching assistant. It was the show was called Jack and Bobby, another good show that unfortunately got canceled. But these people are so upset about this whole deal that they've actually started a petition in support of Ryan Gosling, which reads, quote, "We believe People magazine made a huge mistake by choosing Bradley Cooper as the 2011 sexiest man alive. 2011 was clearly the year of Ryan Gosling, and we demand that People magazine give Ryan his own magazine cover. Together, we can right this wrong." And the petition actually has close to 5,000 signatures on it.
Okay, can I just tell you how I think that it's like one of the most shittiest things these people could do? Because imagine if you were the one that was voted, and then, you know, like you started the petition, like, I think it's really crappy.
Yeah, because
I know. I mean, freaking
guys.
Poor Brett,
they're kind of in the same
Bradley
level.
Cooper.
They got. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, poor Bradley Cooper, he probably feels like Al Gore.
Oh, Crazy Stupid Love.
Crazy Stupid Love. That's a good movie, guys. Check it out. I mean, really good. Like, to the point where I was like, wow, this is really well written. Really well written.
See? Now, I thought, okay, I do not like stupid comedies. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. I don't find them funny. And it's like me watching a stand-up comedian on the TV. If I laugh out loud, I mean, it's really, really, really got to be good. Like, I do not think things, I just don't laugh. Like, I'll enjoy them, but to get me to laugh out loud, it's got to be spectacular. And I thought, it's all about Steve. When those poor deaf kids fall into that fucking mine, I've never laughed so hard in my life.
Right.
And
then
they
were so wrong, but so right.
And then she was so
right.
Stupid in that movie. Like, I fell in love with her character. And just those damn red boots. And when she sat there, she's like, I'm okay, I'm in the mine, but somebody has forgotten a deaf girl. She's okay besides the fact that she's deaf. I mean, I was losing my mind. And I never watch movies more than once anymore. I've probably seen that movie 26 times since it came out. It's crazy.
I know. And you know what? I love an actress who will make an ass out of herself. Like, I love her because she is all about, I'm just gonna like make myself look as dumb as possible, and she's so amazing.
Well, it reminds me of when she did Miss Congeniality, and she played like a quirky person.
Love.
And then, when does anybody remember Love Potion number 9?
Yes.
Oh, she was like total the nerd, like had the unibrow thing. I think that was like an early, really early on in her career, and like the frizzy hair.
Mm-hmm.
So Karen, did you love an actress that can make fun of herself or make an ass out of herself?
Uh-huh.
Hello, my name is Gina Johnson. How you doing?
I know. We this weekend, everybody was making an ass out of themselves.
Well, I don't think this was, but it worked out.
Katrina, did you trip on your Barbie heel again?
What's that?
Did you trip on your Barbie heel again?
I'm constantly tripping and bumping my head every chance I get.
That's
sure,
pretty cool.
No,
I just actually picked up some pictures from my Barbie outfit photo shoot. I'll have to send you one.
Yeah, I'm waiting patiently by the phone.
They're adorable.
Jeffrey will cut you if you don't send him the pictures.
Okay, I am like, okay, this is like crack to me. You have no idea how excited I've been. Like, I literally wanted to text you every day and tell
you
like how excited
so
I am.
Sweet.
Like,
no,
I'll take
it
all weekend was like, please, God, let this go well for them. Please, please, please. And I just literally considered emptying out my bank account to fly out there and be like, guess who?
You honestly, Jeffrey, all your messages, you and Mike were sending me messages all weekend. You guys were so sweet. It was just so, I mean, your prayers, all of that, I know God heard your prayers because we really had a smooth day. Like, I mean,
never been on a project that we missed on time.
Yeah, right? It was like, never. It was divine intervention, man, all the way. I mean, just because, you know, it's tough when you have a shoot. Literally, the craziest things pop up. Like, it's like, what? Like, it's just crazy. Crazy things happen. It's just, it's like one of those things. It's just life. Like, you really have to kind of just let it go and keep moving, and you just got to go, okay, well, like, you have to, it really challenges your patience. It challenges, like, your nerves. But it went so smooth. I mean, the little things we had to deal with were, I mean, it was nothing. Like, it was nothing to, like, ruin a day or freak out about. It was just like, okay, well, let's just figure it out, you know?
I don't know. If I had 10 pounds of weave in my head, I'd probably be a miserable bitch.
But it's okay. You think,
oh, just...
Katrina, I saw the first picture where you sent that had the extra hair in it, so I can't imagine how much more hair they could put in your hair without it ripping the rest of your own.
But we definitely
like
the did a great job.
Yeah, they did a great job. They did a fantabulous job. I mean, we had excellent wardrobe, excellent hair and makeup. I mean, it was like ridiculous. Yeah. And they were just the coolest people. Like, coolest people. I've known most of them, so, I mean, I already knew kind of how they are on set. They kind of know how I am, and they know, like, I'm gonna want them to pull off a miracle, you know? But they were like, okay, cool, you know? Just amazing. So.
Well, I'm just so, I'm so excited that it went so well for all of you. And, you know, I'm psyched that now we have you and Katrina, you know, this being the week of Thanksgiving, like, I cannot believe that, you know, Mike and I, like, just these two kids from Auburn started the show. You guys have both joined us. Well, you ladies have both joined us. And, you know, we're getting, like, this amazing behind-the-scenes stuff of the sitcom that's going to be huge.
I know. We're going to all be like, remember when we were first, you know, doing Unscripted Radio, we talk about fundraising, and we're like, I'm serious, paid, hit show. We're going to laugh. We're going to be like, man, we've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, it's funny because I was texting Jeff on Saturday, and I told him, like, all right, I seriously know what I'm going to buy myself when we get picked up by Sirius, and I'm going to get myself... Jeff didn't know what the hell I was. All right, I'm gonna tell you guys what I texted. That's what it's called. It's called the LR2. You, Karen and Katrina, do you know what the LR2 is?
No. I have no idea.
It's a Land Rover. It's an SUV. The LR2.
Oh, a Land Rover. Okay, cool. Okay, I can dig it.
Made an agreement that when the show gets picked up, we'll each buy each other a Land Rover. And then, since then, Michael, I hate to break this to you, I've changed my mind, because they take way too much gas.
Like,
I'll be happy with a Prius. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
I want that 60 miles per gallon.
I'm going to be the one sitting in 8 lanes of traffic in L.A. in my LR2 causing all sorts of crazy pollution and smog. And, yes, go ahead and send me your nasty emails.
I can't do it.
Well, you and they that's like the car of choice out here, so you'll be all right. Nobody will hate on you out here.
I can't get
out
of here. And I don't want them to the same car as all of them. So I can't.
What? Wait, what happened?
All of my girlfriends have that car, so I can't do it.
What,
right.
The Land Rover?
Yeah, I have to, Land Rover, the Range Rover, they all have those. Plus, I can't drive to save my life. I'm like a Japanese person.
Oh, you
want to
drive for you?
Driver.
Okay, you just
pissed
off. the whole Asian community. Last week
Asian
I was doing that Ching Ching
Chong.
Allegedly, Japanese people do that. I live better than you people do. That's all I'm saying.
Let me tell you. The chick I nannied for, Mimi, okay, I lived with her, was living nanny. Her mom was, like, right off the boat. I love her. She's, like, this little, she looks like Mrs. Swan from Mad TV. No shit, I'm not lying. Karen, I will send you a video, and Katrina. She looks just like Mrs. Swan, sounds just like her. She's like, you come over, I cook you, girl, no problem, it's okay. Like, I mean, it's nuts. Mimi, within me working for her 3 months, got into 3 car accidents. Hit 2 deer total, 2 Altima.
That's like me. That's how I do. That's how I roll.
Yeah, that's exactly how I roll. And Mimi owns up to it.
I've been in 11 car accidents. I'm legally blind at 90. I've never turned in a car. I've only totaled them. It's pathetic. I've been dropped from every insurance company there is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I give female drivers a bad name. I am the worst driver you've ever heard of. And I have to buy my car so that when I crash, I don't die.
Well, this is what we're buying Katrina when we get picked up. We're buying her chauffeur.
Okay.
We're all putting money down on her, you know, so one of the chauffeur car companies will just come and pick her up.
We'll have to get her a chauffeur.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad because I've only been in 3 car accidents that I was driving, and all 3 of them I totaled the car too.
What?
But in my defense, the first one, it wasn't my fault because the car slid around a curve because the tires were bald or the brakes locked or something. I'm not really sure.
The second two,
I was taking a nap.
So that can't be my fault. I was taking a little siesta.
It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was tired.
Did you fall asleep behind the wheel?
Yeah, twice.
And then, in New York State,
if you ever get into a car accident, guys, and you're trying to get out of it, do not, let me repeat that one more time, do not tell them you fell asleep behind the wheel because them sons of bitches will pull your license and make you go get tested for epilepsy. If you fall asleep behind the wheel in New York, it could just be you had a long day. Maybe you were up for 15 hours. Don't matter. They think you have epilepsy and you need to be tested and have a doctor's note signed and you have to pay these crazy fines. A no joke. I was like, Jesus, next time I'll just be like, yep, I was drunk. The hell with it. No, I wouldn't do that.
But
don't drink and drive. Just saying.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow.
So, Katrina, never admit to falling asleep.
I don't admit to shit. Ever.
Just like, I was checking my nails.
I assume everyone is the IRS and they're out to get me, and I don't admit to anything.
Right. It wasn't me. I'm not Katrina's A. Johnson.
What happened was?
I don't even know who she is talking about.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're hilarious.
I'm a train wreck, but I am a, like, you know, just like that in that you got to stop and look. You can't turn away.
She's a lovable train wreck. I will attest to that. If she's a train wreck, then that's the kind of train wreck you want
to have. I just tell you, the hot boys that have come around, well, the straight men, I should say, that have been like, who's the hot chick on the radio show? Like, who's the blonde? I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about.
Who's the blonde? That'd be me.
I've never had anybody ask, like, you know, no. Like, it was either, you have a Power Ranger? And then everybody's like, who's the blonde? I'm like, oh, Lord.
That's the blonde ranger. Awesome.
Yep, they don't care about us. They all want Katrina.
That's all right. That's great. Katrina,
I've gained a few pounds over the years. They all, of course.
You know,
I'm like, look at
it. For everyone listening, I have no kids except for Fifi, and there's not a ring on this finger. So, you know, just saying.
There you go. She's technically single, so that's a great
Let's make
thing.
A match. If you make, you know, at least 6 figures.
You got to make, like, 8 figures.
Oh, 8 figures. Okay, please send all inquiries to Unscripted Radio. You have to make a cash donation to the radio show before we will actually send you on a date.
Like, Before we even put you in the pool of possibilities for Katrina A. Johnson, you must make a cash donation. Then we will consider you as a prospect. This does not guarantee that she will even know that you're alive, but you will be considered as a prospect.
Well, unless you have a private jet.
Then you'll be fast forward to the front of the line.
Because we need some traveling. We all got to see each other, so we could use a private jet.
Unless you have a private jet or a lot of American Airlines vouchers. Either way.
Katrina, we're going to need you to take some for the team.
You two could be hooked up on a phone conversation. Can't guarantee you a date, but we'll get you a conversation.
I know that's right. Well, you can have a conversation. Hey, ladies.
I just auctioned you off with some American Airlines vouchers, Katrina. Sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, I caught that.
It's got to be at least enough to cover all of us. That's
so private
funny.
Private jet or American Airlines vouchers, please.
That's right. So, speaking of phone conversations, we've only got like 3 minutes left, and I know Jacqueline has got some crazy announcements, so let's get her on the air real quick. Jacqueline, you got like 60 seconds, so you better make it quick, sister.
I just want to let you guys know that we secured the venue for the event. Oh, well, actually, I'm doing it tomorrow. It's going to be at the Painted Nail in Sherman Oaks. I don't know if you guys heard of that place. But, Katrina Jen is helping me a lot with it, and she's donating a lot of money to help. And she's going to be using your drawing. She's going to draw Karen and Alisa and everything to donate. We're going to auction them off if you guys want to autograph them. But the original,
I guess the men at Unscripted Radio are top liver.
Yeah, the original ones are going to be.
I wasn't a power. You remember Bulk? That was me.
You know, the original drawings are going to be actually given to you guys, and then we're going to print them to auction off. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so it'll
I'll
be
find
fun.
Whatever
and,
you need,
Blue. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm excited.
Yes. That's
cool. Jennifer Kai, she's been texting me and stuff because we are talking about the event a lot, and I'm going to be calling the owner. The owner is supposed to call me tomorrow, so I'm excited.
Yay!
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations. It's great news. And I
yes.
hope that you will keep us updated.
We're going to sell tickets online in Eventbrite, and we're going to donate the ticket sales to the society, the Turner Freeman Society. So all goes well. Hopefully we'll be selling them within the next week or two.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for you. Good job.
Well, oh, yeah. And her manager actually moved her film shoot because I don't know if Katrina remembered, but she said she's filming a movie in February. So she's moving all that. Her manager's moving all the booking for like a week after, and they're going to shoot
wow.
the trailer a week before. So, so she's doing all that to help me, and I'm excited to meet all of you
that's
guys.
That's good.
Yay.
All right, well, congratulations, Jacqueline. We're almost out of time for tonight.
Yeah.
Keep us up to date. I'm sure you will. You're a great listener. We really appreciate you for listening and always calling in and keeping us up to date with the news. Chick, you're fantastic. So, girls, we got a minute left. Final thoughts?
Love ya.
I nominate Anderson Cooper for next year's Sexiest Man Alive.
Amen.
I second that.
I third that. I love him. Yeah, who's going to be her co-host. We should, like, have a little contest. Who do you think Kelly Ripa is going to get as a co-host? I hope it's not, like, what's his name from Extra?
Her husband?
No.
Oh, there's no way. He's not smart enough.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Mario Lopez. Oh, no, no, not Mario
Lopez.
He left
her on there.
I could have handled that.
She's too pretty. She can't have a co-host prettier than her.
Right. Well, no, they won't pick her husband because it's kind of cool how, like, the wife or the husband has always been the co-host when they needed a fill-in. You know?
True.
So I don't think they'll break that tradition, but we should have a contest trying to figure out who it's going
to
be.
We will have to think about it and
and continue the discussion tomorrow because we're out of time. Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Well, I'll be back tomorrow.
Bye,
Katrina, Karen.
Bye,
to myself.
Bye.
Yay. Bye.